Welcome to the podcast. This is Tony and Ryan. I'm Tony Lodge. This is Ryan John. And we are calling not someone called Daria, like I just sang the whole theme song to Daria, Darius.
We're calling Darius and Tony goes, oh, Daria. And then Cam and Tony just sung for 15.
The whole theme song to Daria. La, 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 la. So are we Daria or Darius?
Darius, yeah.
Darius.
Fuck. Hello.
Hello, Darius.
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm watching a show and something just went down and my friend texted me and then I got your call and it's been so much.
Darius, you're panicking now.
What are you watching? What are you watching?
I'm watching Dubai Bling.
Oh.
Is that good?
I'm not watching Dubai Bling at the moment, actually.
I watched Bling Empire, the one that's in
yes.
LA, and then I finished that, and I was watching the one in New York, and I finished that one, so now I'm watching Dubai Bling, and they just threw coffee at each other, and they started fist fighting, so I'm excited and in heat.
Darius, will you approve the podcast for us, though?
I absolutely will.
Nice. Yes. Thank you.
Hey, this is Darius from Tampa, and I approve this podcast.
Hope you had a great long weekend.
Woo.
And coming up today, massive day, because shortly we're going to make a little announcement, and it's not an announcing that something's on its way. Something is here.
It's here.
Right now.
Right here.
Right now.
Right here.
Right now. In 10 minutes. Right here. Right now. That's coming up soon. And also the Fuck It Fund, the Tony and Ryan edition. Or the only edition.
The only
a world
edition.
First. but first, let's do some confessions.
People These are top confessions.
Sorry, I cut off the beautiful song. Sorry. It sounds like this.
These are top confessions.
Tarpers, that's Tony and Ryan podcasters, sending their confessions to tonyandryan.com.au. And, oh boy.
And they are fully anonymous. We yep. aren't saying, oh, it's anonymous, but we ask you for your email and your phone number.
No.
It's like legit anonymous. We don't know who you are. We don't have any of your information. We can't actually ask any
follow-up questions.
It's
actually annoying because sometimes I'm like, but how did it go? And yeah. I want to reply.
But we can't. We actually have no information. So if you need to get something off your chest or you want to tell us about something completely anonymously, you actually can.
Just got a quick one here from Tarpa, Kissy McKissison.
Kissy McKissison.
Because you can add your anonymous name, obviously.
Yeah. Except as we did discover, was it last week or the week before, that a lot of the times the nicknames are the punchline of the confession.
Yeah.
So maybe just think ahead of that if you're thinking about sending one in. Don't fuck your own story before it's
We've
had
got a
chance,
confession
you know?
From Lost My Dog. So I was walking down the street the other day with my dog and you'll never guess what happened. Fuck, I reckon he's going to lose it. All right, Tarpa Kissy McKissison says, my boyfriend was such a bad kisser. I told him that the doctor recommend we don't make out anymore because of my eczema.
Oh, but then he was your eczema. Life's too short to go out with someone
with
that you don't
kisser.
Like making out with.
Yep.
What a waste of time.
I do have eczema, so it's not a complete lie. But I just had to give myself, my mouth, and my decency a break.
Oh.
70% of my face needed a break from his harrowing kissing.
Isn't it weird how as you grow up, you don't make out the way that, like, because you know when you're younger,
yeah.
you'd, like, make out for hours.
Yeah.
You're, like, just a little kiss fest.
What do you reckon is the longest you've made out for before you, like, get down to brass tacks?
As in... ever or
like in the last 10 years in the last 10 in your relationship,
like I don't want to say.
Okay, we'll count down. Well, and Cam, you need to say as well. Oh, but I guess it's different when you're like dating and stuff and you're single because there's like
is
that
it?
Well there's that
is it still fun?
No, but it's like that petting, not petting, like a not what a
petting,
you know, like you start slow more, and it's a big cute moment.
There's more foreplay I think when you don't know that it's going to necessarily happen.
When you've been in a long-term relationship,
mm-hmm.
how long do you make out with someone before it, like, gets down to business?
Yeah.
Because when you're teenagers, hours.
Yeah, hours, all night. You'd be passionful.
We've both been in really long relationships.
Yep.
Three, two, one, 7 seconds.
30 seconds. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. So what did you say, Ryan?
I said 7 seconds.
I said 30 seconds.
What did you say?
Oh.
Producer Cam, what did you say?
I can remember a specific time where it was about like 90 minutes.
90 minutes fuck? You were kissing for?
In a long-term relationship.
You could watch a Disney, oh, watch a Disney movie in that time.
You could have gotten it done twice and made a casserole for dinner and had an early night.
Could have finished a puzzle.
You could have. You could. 90 minutes. No,
yeah,
thanks.
Get some hobbies.
God, I've got things to do. Don't you have a job?
All right. Anonymous confession from South Africa.
Okay.
He writes, I'm a 20-year-old gay man and I've not yet come out to my mother. And I'm not sure...
How old, sorry?
20.
20, yep.
I'm not sure she'd approve, especially as I'm into older men.
Oh, so it's not only like a conservative vibe, but also that it's like, oh, probably not going to approve of that anyway.
Well, it's like, it's not going to make it easier for mum, is it?
Yeah, okay.
I know this is a confession, but I also need advice.
Oh, we aren't very good at advice.
No, but we love trying.
We give it a red hot go.
And
yeah.
We enjoy giving it a crack. Success rate?
Yeah.
My mum introduced me to her new boyfriend. She said,
"Fuck off." Fuck no, don't.
She said they've been dating for a few months.
I can't.
Turns out I've been casually banging this very same man.
Stop it.
We both.
What's that thing called, like Tunnel Brothers or something?
Oh, excuse me? Excuse me. I don't know what you were trying to say, but I'm fucking sure it's not that.
Isn't that the thing? Like how you...
What is it?
Like how if you fuck the same person, Tunnel Brothers. Oh, no, it wouldn't be because he's not fucking his mum. Sorry. Yeah, okay. I'm back. You know how that
yeah,
would be?
Yeah.
The Sausage Brothers then. Oh, no. The mum was a Tunnel Brother with them. No, oh, the boyfriend's come inside, but he's come out. Because when he got born. Sorry.
We both almost instantaneously died when my mum introduced us for the first time.
Oh, and you have to decide within a split second whether you're going to go, mum, no, or whether you go,
nice to meet you, Daryl.
Hi, mate.
She said she hoped we'd get along okay. But little did she know just how well and just how often we did actually get along.
Get along? More like, get it on. That's fucking, sorry to use the H word, harrowing.
Should I come out to my mother? And should I tell her that her boyfriend is casually banging a bunch of 20-year-old twinks?
Yeah.
But the guy's cheating on your mum.
Yeah.
Like, if you take him out of it, no pun intended... It's cheating on your mum. Like, you want to stick up for your mum. This guy's doing you dirty.
Shit. Well, yeah, because it's like you want to do the right thing, but also all of a sudden you're going, oh, he's cheating on you. And she's like, well, how do you know? You go, well, I'm gay. I'm into older dudes and we've been fucking.
See this bruise on the inside of my asshole? From Daryl.
That's your boyfriend. You know, when he said he was at work late, yeah, he was coming on my face or something. You know, I'm sorry. Wow. Oh, my gosh. What do you think? What would you do?
What I'm curious to know is that first chat that the son and the boyfriend have when mum's out of the room. Because you'd be doing that, oh, nice to meet you, Daryl. Oh, great. And then mum's like, oh, I'll just pop on the kettle. I'll just run into the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then she walks out of the room and goes, you fucking serious, Daryl? What the fuck
is going on? Not only are you cheating on my mum, but also you're fucking my mum. And me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like, they were casual, so it's not like, you're sleeping with someone else, honey.
Oh, no. And but just the awkwardness of it. More just like, oh.
Would you want, okay. If you were the tarpa who sent through the confession,
yep.
Would you want to keep banging a guy knowing that he's banging your mum?
That's a great point. Probably not.
That, like, in terms of turnoffs.
Yeah.
You're like, next time you want to suck that dick, guess where that's been?
Oh.
See what I'm saying, Doug? This is so displeasing.
I'm just really, yeah. Well, not. I mean, no, right? Like,
yeah.
But is it? Oh, and you can't even go. You know what? Like, I'm going to remove myself from the situation because it's your mum.
Yeah, and he's going to come around.
Yeah, and you're going to see. Like, what if they end up together and they like get married? And then
that'd
you
be
go,
stepdad.
I fucked my stepdad. That's like an actual porno that I've seen.
I was going to say that's like, that's fucked up. Or also every second video on the internet.
Yeah. Where? Oh. Because I think it was a while ago someone shared a story about how they'd been sleeping with this guy and then his sister, or they were sleeping with their brother and then the brother came round and they were also sleeping together or something. I feel like these like family things, it's really confusing, right? Because you want to do the right thing, but you also, it would be so unsettling. Like if I... Oh, I'm actually speechless. I really don't know. I feel like you have to tell your mum because your poor mum's being taken advantage of.
Yep.
But yeah, do you go, well, break up with my mum because that's fucked. And then do you go, well, you know, but.
Do you keep sleeping with that guy?
And
I don't want to repeat what I said before, but for those reasons, I think you're done with Daryl. Also, I know this cricketer from South Africa called Daryl Cullinan. And ever since I just said the random word Daryl 5 minutes ago, I'm picturing...
Yeah, it must be him.
I'm picturing that cricketer doing the mum.
I think that mum is going to, like, understand that you're gay.
Is it that thing where, like, people come out and the parents, like, they knew?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you'd think if they were if they had a good relationship, you would think probably that the mum would understand at least. Well, you would hope so. But, yeah, like... Maybe you don't tell mum about Daryl, but maybe you go, look.
Daryl, you're not going to see my mum.
Yeah.
And
then,
I'm not going to see you and you're going to move on from our life.
And maybe you use that as an opportunity to come out to your mum. You know, like, I don't know. But do you want to come out to your mum? Maybe you don't want to come out to your mum. That's your choice. Like,
the vibe I got was like, I've wanted to, but it doesn't feel, I'm just scared about how she's going to react, which is an awful situation to find yourself in, I would have thought.
Well, imagine if our TARPA, right, says, Mum, I'm gay. And she goes, well, I can't deal with this. I'll go sleep at Daryl's. And you go, well, that's the other part of it.
Here's part two of that story.
Yeah, the thing about that is.
Fuck. I mean, please use the confession form to give an update, but I don't envy the situation. But please, if you do anything, let it not be Daryl again.
Yeah, I don't think you can go back there again. Surely not. Ooh. Oh, I don't know. Oh, how awkward. That's like a movie.
It really is. Up next, we've just been in South Africa. Up next, we're going to Canada and Brazil to speak to some TARPers about the Fuck It Fund. Around the world, around the world. What is that song?
Daft Punk.
Fuck, that was a tune. Nice. All right, that's up next.
Hi, this is Darius from Tampa, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tapions from the Patreon after our Easter long weekend.
Yep.
RJ,
it is.
Have you decided to sign up to our Patreon?
I have.
Sarah Bell, Jordan Cunningham, who we just met the other day.
We did.
Jesse Taylor and Connor Moran Smith. Thank you so much for being part of the Patreon. We absolutely love to see it. But you are going to love to see this.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. All right, so... One of the most popular things we do on the Tony and Ryan podcast is Normal or Nah.
Uh-huh.
People froth it.
We love it too.
Yeah. Should we do like a drum roll?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Today we're announcing there is a Normal or Nah card game.
A Tony and Ryan Normal or Nah card game.
Yep. It's been illustrated and it's got pictures of us and the TARPers and the Frank Green water bottle and your dog Pippa's in there as well.
Yep.
Put it in the same category as, fuck, what's that game called?
Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity.
Like a party card game.
When you're hanging out with friends and you each get a card that says like normal or nah, and then there's all these different scenarios and then someone places the scenario down and then you like say normal or nah. So it's like a fun party starter, have a fun chat.
And if you wanted to, you could turn it into like a drinking game.
There are instructions to turn it into a drinking game. Doesn't have to be.
No.
But definitely is a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
So if you're hanging out with friends before you go out or... I actually reckon, now this sounds really lame, if you're a workplace, you should buy it and do like a card or two before a meeting.
Oh, just a bit of an icebreaker. Yeah, like, There's a few that you'd probably avoid if you were in a workplace setting.
Actually, I retract every single thing I just said.
Yeah, I'd just be, maybe have a squeeze through them before you.
Yep.
But I think there's like 85 cards.
Yep.
Great icebreaker for you and your mates.
Yep.
We've collaborated with our mates at Greylines. If you go to the link in our bio on Instagram, we'll pop up the link in Facebook and stuff. You'll be able to find it, but it's really cool.
Yep, go and check that out. And they're for sale right now. And you can see, I think you can see all the little pictures and stuff.
I think they're coming out like 9 a.m. So maybe if you're listening as soon as this podcast comes
out.
Oh, they
can get up early. No, they'll be up.
I don't think they will. I think they're coming out at 9.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they can fucking hurry up.
So you'll be able to see it in a sec.
Okay, sure. Give it a moment. Yeah, give it a breather.
I
made a big brouhaha about not coming soon, that it's available now.
Well, it's today. It's today.
Okay. Okay, we can probably pay that.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
That seems fine. All right, we go and check that. They are a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun making them. Earlier this year, we announced the Fuck It Fund, the Tony and Ryan Fuck It Fund. Mm-hmm. It's a stack of cash that we've set aside for TARPers who want to make their dreams come true. And the idea is that I guess we've all kind of had something in our life that we've always wanted to do but never really had the opportunity or the money to go, fuck it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
What was yours again?
That if I had a bowling alley for 24 hours that I could bowl a perfect game.
Yep. And that's still controversial.
It's not. It's not controversial because I can do it.
Okay.
There's nothing controversial about it.
So tonyandryan.com.au, let us know what you would do. We can give you $500 towards it to make that thing you've been putting off, make it a reality.
Yep.
So Saren is in Perth. Saren is a TARPA. Now, they're going into their final years of high school and really want to get into WAPA, which, am I saying this right, Tony? Would you say like a really prestigious like performing arts and music school and stuff like that?
Yeah, 100%.
Famous alumni include sound engineer Tony Lodge.
Alumni?
What is it?
Alumni?
Alumni.
You just said like Illuminati.
Oh.
It's what it kind of sounds like.
You got links all over this town. alumni include sound engineer Tony Lodge.
I did go to WAPA.
Yep.
So I was in Saren's shoes when I was finishing up high school. Mm. All I wanted to do was audition. All I wanted to do was get in. So I fully related to Saren's position.
So Saren wants to perform the saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
And knows that this little but slightly expensive and hard to get little like attachment to the saxophone is going to like take it to the... we don't speak technical.
Well, it's not a little attachment to the saxophone, is it?
Well, Saren has applied to the Fuck It Fund.
Hi, Tony and Ryan. It's Saren from Perth. And for the Fuck It Fund, I would love an alto saxophone Maya mouthpiece.
All right. So a few weeks ago, we snuck over to Perth.
We did.
With the plan of delivering the mouthpiece to Saren.
Mm-hmm.
So we
actually had to block Saren on Instagram and Facebook for a little bit so that they didn't know we were coming.
Exactly. And then we said, hey, we just need you to go down to the local music shop just to double check like the serial number or the box, because we just want to make sure
it's very specific.
Yep. And so they went down to the music store and little did they know.
Yep.
That Tony and Ryan were in town.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Hey,
how are you? Hello. Hi. This is Tony. How are you doing?
Welcome.
Let's go. You're in Melbourne.
Yes.
That's where we live. Hi, sorry, I'm Tony.
Hello. We're coming here to deliver something for you. I believe you're after something in particular.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. You're the winner of the Fuck It Fund.
Yeah. Our first one.
This is so surreal. Oh my God.
Fair to say the look on their face.
Poo in their underwear. Like it was the best moment ever, I reckon. Because we kind of opened the door and walked through, and then when they saw us, they couldn't believe it.
There's a video on Instagram and TikTok now, and I'll put it in the Facebook group if you want to check it out. Now, the thing about this very specific mouthpiece, don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not looking at you at all.
So if...
Ryan said that he'd organised everything, and I said, are you sure it's all good? Because it's very specific. And I said, are you sure as maybe the house muso, me, I shouldn't cut? And you went,
no.
It's under control, mate.
So look, it turns out that we ordered this thing
and
it didn't get delivered in time. And then we looked at every music store in Perth and they also didn't have the thing. So we flew all the way to Perth to deliver a promise.
Nothing. Yeah. Oh, the promise. Yeah, sorry. It's not nothing. Yeah.
So Saren's like, oh my God, this is so great. So where is it? No, look, well, there was an Australia Post. We gave Saren the money. We organised delivery. We figured it out. And I can confirm, Tony, 2 weeks later, because obviously that was a while ago, we were in Perth, that the mouthpiece has arrived.
Ooh. I'm very excited. Ooh, it feels so different. It sounds so good. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm in love with it. Wait.
Fair to say, Saren is loving it sick. And isn't it almost like emotional when you hear the music?
Yeah. Oh my god, that was like what hearing Lisa Simpson play saxophone.
It really is. It really is.
Oh, well, Saren, it was our pleasure. I'm so glad that they got it. That's awesome.
It is incredible. It is incredible. Somehow, Saren was able to arrange it to arrive pretty quick.
Yeah.
And somehow
maybe Saren's got some links. I know that we've just...
Saren is in the music world.
Saren's hooked up.
They know people.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Good. I'm glad they got it.
Now keep practicing, Saren.
Okay.
I don't want to put any pressure on.
Yeah, but we want to get a message from you that says I've just gotten into Whopper.
And if not, you have to send it back.
No. Oh, my God.
We also got a message from Eduardo, mm-hmm. who is from Brazil.
Ooh.
And we spoke to, I mean, to be fair, it's been a bit of a runaround. He wanted to go to the biggest water slide in the world, which is in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
Turns out there were some weather events that stopped that.
There were some weather events and a bit of unprecedented travel kinds of things. Yeah.
But Eduardo just wanted basically a fun day out for him and his mates.
Yep.
And I can now confirm, and there's a little snippet in the episode thread today, that Eduardo has been on one of the scariest rides with all his friends in all of Brazil. They traveled and had this massive day out.
Oh,
and that's
awesome.
All thanks to the Fuck It Fun. So I'm glad you had an awesome day, Eduardo.
Because that's definitely something that you'd like think about doing for ages and go, oh, I just don't really have $50 to go to that theme park or whatever, you know.
Theme parks are expensive.
They are. They are.
Oh, they see you coming. And then when you rock up and then it's extra and then you buy lunch and it's like, oh, that'd be $50,000.
Oh, the food at a theme park.
So Eduardo shouted himself and his friends and they all had a mad day on,
that's awesome.
On the Tarpa Fund, which is great. But we have one more phone call for the next Fuck It Fund. So they haven't done it yet, but they're about to find out that they're the winners.
Ooh.
Okay, so let's give them a buzz. Hi, is that Lindsay?
It is.
It's Tony and Ryan. How are you doing?
Hi, Lindsay.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, we're well.
Now, we're just looking through people applying to the Fuck It Fund, which is obviously for people that want to say, fuck it, I just want to buy the thing. So what have you applied
exactly.
to get?
I have applied to get a dog bicycle cart so that I can carry around my goofy dog while I go camping.
So it's very, I'm picturing like Wallace and Gromit with the sidecar. Is that kind of what you're thinking, Lindsay?
That like was the original thought. It's more one that sort of goes like behind the bike, but the same idea, the dog sitting in like a cart, head sticking out the top. I want those like goofy, like dog goggles that probably serve no purpose, but you know, look good on a dog.
And the dog just like nudges off with its paw. You know, when dogs do that with costumes, you put them in.
Yeah, it's like a slow motion. The dog's like whipping its head back and forth. The goggles go flying.
Now, when you applied, did you know that, you know, anything dog related is really going to be
in our wheelhouse.
It's in our area. Yep. Was that a strategy?
I mean, maybe just a little bit. It's not like you guys have dogs or anything that you love.
That
and
we're obsessed with. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not.
Lindsay, as I just sort of paint this in Tony Lodge language, could you imagine Pippa in a little Audi sidecar that ran just off the side of her car? Do you think that would be a great idea?
Yes. That would be, you know what even be greater? All of us together, one after another, all of our dogs in sidecars.
Like
I mean, train.
It's got all the dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Lindsay, we're going to send you $500 to purchase the doggy sidecar.
So that you can say, fuck it,
I'm
going
to do
it.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. That's awesome.
Now, we only ask for two things in return.
Okay.
One is that you send us a little video of yourself and Femke the dog in the sidecar when it arrives. Is that okay?
Of course, yes.
Now, and I believe you live sort of close to Toronto. Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah, close enough.
So Tony and I, as a part of our US trip, will be in Toronto later in the year. So can you possibly come down and say hi so we can see the fruits of our labor at work?
Yes.
Of course. Yes. That would be amazing.
Yes, there we go.
Hopefully it's not too cold and Femke can, won't freeze to death on the back.
Even if it's cold, we'll be there. We're Canadian. I'll just get her a coat.
There we go. That's the most Canadian sentence I've ever heard
of
in my life.
Of course I'll come. Yes, it's fine.
Lindsay, thank you for applying to the Fuck It Fun. Thanks for listening to the Tony Ryan podcast. And we look forward to seeing this sidecar in action.
I can't wait.
I am so excited. Femke is also very excited.
All right, let's do you some love to seeds. And just a reminder, if you want to be a part of the Fuck It Fund,
TonyandRyan.com.au,
go check it out. You've heard what we want. We want fun stuff. We want awesome stuff. Stuff that you'd go, fuck it, I just want to do it, but maybe never had the chance. Well, we are that chance.
Yeah.
All right, what do you love to see, Tony?
Well, Taylor in our Facebook group, Tony and Ryan Podcast on Facebook, anybody can join. It's where we get all of our normal on Nars, all of our good shit in the podcast. Taylor Nicole.
It's where we get good shit.
It's where we get our best shit. Taylor Nicole posted in there a bit of a fuck it fund of her own.
Oh.
My sister and I promised each other years ago that if Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, or Justin Timberlake were to go on tour in the US and be anywhere close to our home city, we'd go. This was back in high school when we had no money to actually buy tickets and our parents obviously couldn't fork out $400 for us to both go to a concert.
Yeah, speaking of things that charge a bit.
Right. 10 years later, we both have amazing jobs that allowed us to get tickets to both Taylor and Ed Sheeran this year.
Holy shit.
We go within 2 weeks of each other in July.
How
so
crazy.
They're going to go to both concerts after they promised each other years ago that they'd do it if they had the opportunity. Isn't
that feels
cool?
Like a movie. And it's like the final scene where they finally get to achieve their dreams.
They finally get to go. I know.
That's so good. I love that so much.
Taylor, thank you for sharing that. You really love to see that.
Now, this is like the definition of I love to see it.
Oh, okay.
Because you ever see a photo pop up online and you think about it multiple times throughout the day and every time you think about it, it puts a smile on your face.
Yep.
There's a guy wearing what I'm going to say is a pretty stylish, fashionable sort of jacket coat thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you a picture now. And then look who he runs into. Check out your phone.
All right, hang on. Oh, cute. Oh, so the young, stylish guy. Oh, he's very stylish.
Yeah, how old would you say he is? Maybe 30?
Yeah, I reckon early 30s.
And who's he run into on the street?
He's run into this older, also very stylish older lady who's got a beautiful little beret on and some boots and a lovely handbag and the same coat.
She must be 70s or 80?
80 at least, yeah.
So she's a very old lady, beautiful old lady. And there's like this smile, they're smiling at each other like, nice coat.
Yeah.
And what's strange is, even though they're so different, they're both pulling off.
Amazing on both of them.
Yeah, none of them look like he doesn't look like he's wearing an old lady's coat.
And she doesn't look like she's trying to like stay with it.
And this, yeah, exactly.
You know?
And the smile between the two of them and almost the camaraderie.
And the lady's like laughing.
Loving
like
it's,
and
sick.
She's doing the finger like, oi.
Yeah. Nice jacket, bro.
We'll post this in our Facebook group. But this is amazing. I love this photo. I love the coat as well.
Can we get a couple of those?
Yeah, maybe we get a couple of those.
If we both rocked up wearing that.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
I mean, we wear basically the same thing anyway.
Yeah, it's fair call. Well, that's my love to see it. I really
love
do
that.
Like to see it.
That's beautiful.
Tomorrow on the show.
Wednesday.
You're going to hear how lovely Tony Lodge is. Such a caring, beautiful, supportive person.
I feel like I'm being set up here.
No.
Okay.
All right, that's tomorrow. Go to...
Make sure you check out the links
our
in our
Instagram,
bio.
TikTok, and the Facebook group. There's links everywhere in the show notes of this podcast. Go and check out the Normal Lawn Art Cards, even if it's just a look at the website and look how funny they look.
They look sick. They look really, really cool. We're very proud of them.
Very proud.
So can't wait for everybody to check those out. But we'll see you tomorrow.
Oi.